ready to take on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats for game number 6 of this 6-game series. Reading leads 3-2 after a big Saturday night shutout of the Fisher Cats 8-0. The team had 11 hits, including 3 home runs, one from Logan Ohapi, one from Vito Frecha, and one from Aldrum Corridor. The pitching staff of Miller, Carr, Seelander, Rossman, and Sullivan kept the Fisher Cats to just 5 hits and no runs for the first shutout of the season. So this is going to be a big game for the Fightins going for their first series victory. At the minimum, they'll split the series with the Fisher Cats, as they have 7 wins and 13 losses on the season. New Hampshire, 10 wins and 10 losses. After this, New Hampshire will face the Somerset Patriots to the Portland Sea Dogs for a 6-game set up in Maine. So another week on the road before returning home to America's Classic Ballpark with the annual morning game, 19th annual morning game on Tuesday, May 10th. Looking forward to that. But first, a game here against the Fisher Cats. Manchester, New Hampshire, 65 degrees and sunny. Just a slight breeze coming in from out from left, but nothing like we have seen the past few days. On the mound, a bullpen game for the Fisher Cats. They'll start with Marcus Ray, as he probably won't see more than 2 innings of work today, as they'll be throwing to Phil Clark back behind the plate. It's Horwitz in left, Baroa in center, and Robertson in right. Espino and Martinez on the left side of the infield, and Morris and Aiello on the right. For a called strike at 136 here in New Hampshire. Sun is shining, should be shining for the entire game. Shouldn't have to worry about any shade coming onto the field of play. 1-1 here to Vito Frecha. He's been the go-to leadoff guy for the past couple of days, which has been really nice for manager Sean Williams to have somebody who can settle in up there, as Reyes, the lefty, kicks and fires above the letters. 91 miles per hour on the radar gun. Frecha hitting his 3rd home run of the series yesterday. Gets a piece of it, and the count is 2-2. Updated on the Twitter today as well, so if you're able to follow us there, don't forget to do that. And feel free to comment in the sections on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube if you're listening on that platform. But anywhere you're listening, thanks for joining us today on a beautiful Sunday. Frecha fouls this one into the stands. He'll keep his 2-2 count here. Looking to start us off early today. Reading took the lead yesterday as Frecha fouls it back in the first with Ohapi's 2-run home run, and they never gave it up, scoring a run in every inning for the first 6 frames. Reyes faces towards right field. Now he comes home. Frecha goes up the middle, but there is Morris to make the grab before it hits the ground. So a line out to second. Bases are out number 1 here of this contest here for Josh. Alchemy will step into the lefty batter's box for the first lefty-lefty matchup here. We did see Reyes once before in this series. Had an inning of work, 3 walks, nothing across on 24 pitches. But he will get the bullpen start here for today's game. Alchemy pops it foul. And the count 1-1. Alchemy actually leads the entire Eastern League in walks with 22 on the season. Very impressive. That pitch is above the letters. And if you take a look at the fact, walks than strikeouts, which is really patient at the plate. And he's going to drop this in right center field. Gets past the center fielder, Baroa, but Alchemy is going to hang up at first, and Redding has a runner on here with 1 out for Jalen Ortiz. Ortiz, tough day at the plate yesterday, struck out 4 times, but looking to turn around it here today as the righty steps into the batter's box about as far back as you can get. Towards the catcher, takes a wide stance, and the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Akami's already had a stolen base this season, but Morris is keeping very close to the bag at second. Swing and a miss for Ortiz. He's down 0-2. On the third base side of the rubber. Then he is going to step off. Looks like there's a pile of dirt at first. Akami's going to brush it away, and now he'll step back on. Takes a front step forward with his right foot, angles himself toward center, and Ortiz lines this into left. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Down 0-2, Ortiz turns on it and pulls the ball. Akami shifts to second, and suddenly Redding threatening here in the first inning with two on and one out for Aldrum Corridor. First time in the cleanup spot, just four games under his belt this season after joining us from the national system. Did start off the year on the injured list, but seems to be okay right now. And yesterday, of course, had a very impressive game. Three hits and a walking run. Just a triple shy of the cycle, the hardest part. First pitch, a strike. Lefty on lefty matchup. Corridor takes one inside. Not a cloud in the sky today. So nice to finally have the perfect spring day here. Reyes will look back at second. Now we'll come home. Corridor checks his swing, but he does go around, and it's 1-2. Least looking to move the runners over if he can. Just one out on the board. But he chases for strike three. Goes around and can't contact a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And there is out number two. Redding left 16 runners on base yesterday, which is their most since they left. 16 is a lot of people to leave on base. They actually left the bases loaded three times. And, of course, they led the game 8-0, very aggressive win. So just kind of imagining how much more they could have routed New Hampshire for. And seeing if they can capitalize on the runners in scoring position here. Ground ball left side. Martinez is going to make the underhanded throw easy to second. And that'll do it. Redding strands runners on the base pass, but the good sign, they're getting them on here. And we will see Jack Perkins in for the bottom of the first in just a moment. We'll be right back here at Delta Dental Stadium. The Seidel Auto Group Deck Picnic appeals to both diehard and casual fans with its summer picnic-like and fun tailgate atmosphere. During your picnic, you may even catch a souvenir as the area is situated directly in Field Wall. Regular season tickets are $30 per person for groups of 20 or more, and children 4 and under are free. Visit fightins.com/groups or call 610-370-BALL to reserve your group outing today.
Golden Oaks is an award-winning, high-end golf club that offers golfers a country club experience without country club prices. With five sets of tees, golfers of every skill level will enjoy their game. Golden Oaks has Bogey's Pub, a beautiful pro shop, driving range, and learning center that will make any visit complete. Golden Oaks Golf Club is the perfect venue for private events and golf outings. Visit us for our newly opened golf simulators, complete with its own bar area and Bogey's Pub menu items available. You can stay in our beautifully restored 1850s farmhouse and then play our award-winning championship golf course. Each room includes full amenity core. While on the premises, visit Bogey's Pub for lunch, dinner, or a relaxing beverage. We're ready to serve you here at Golden Oaks and look forward to the 2022 season.
Jack Perkins, the righty, will start the game here for the Fightin' Phils, who got two runners on at first. So scoreless into the bottom half as Perkins steps on the rubber. He'll be throwing to Jack Conley today as Logan O'Happy getting the day off. The first pitch here to Tanner Morris, sent out to center field. Jalen Ortiz backing up at the warning track. Can't see it in the sun. It bounces off his glove. And he's going to toss it in. Is there going to be a play at third? There's not. A triple for Tanner Morris to start. And that is his first triple of the season. Tough play there for Ortiz in the sun. You could see him trying to shield his eyes, but nothing he could really do as it drops in. And so the Fisher Cats put themselves in a good position here with a runner on third. And nobody, the lefty, Will Robertson, takes the first pitch strike. So obviously Ortiz in center, Marquardt to his left, and Aldrum Corridor to his right. Castillo coming over at third base, Wendell Rijo getting the day off, Madison Stokes at short. This is way inside, and it actually hits the foot of Robertson. And that is going to allow him a free pass to first, arguably better than a wild pitch because the run would have scored. So there's two on, and nobody out here for Orelvis Martinez, who's had a couple days off, not playing as hot as he normally is, does lead the league with 6 home runs. Finishing out the infield, Sal Gazzo at second, and Josh Ockamy remaining over at first base. There's a first pitch strike to Martinez, batting under the Mendoza line, 188. Perkins will look back at first. Now the righty out of the stretch. Gets a big swing and a miss out of Martinez. Got him down 0 and 2 here. Jack, a tough time getting out of the first inning. A 12 ERA in the first. Much higher than his overall ERA if he can get out of it. There's sound and away. Good block by Conley, 1 and 2. Redding in their road grays. They have the alternate cap with the navy and red and the white cursive R on the front. This Sunday matinee, the Fisher Cats wearing their home whites and the navy caps with the out. Ground ball in through the hole on the right side. This will score a run. Hustling for third is Robertson. Misplayed by Corridor, but he'll bring it in time. And an RBI single for Orelvis scores the first run of the day. The Fisher Cats lead 1-0. Same exact situation here. Runners on the corners and nobody out here for the cleanup hitter, Spencer Horwitz. Solid crowd here in Manchester, New Hampshire. Finally, a nice day. Princess Day here at the ballpark. A lot of young ones dressed up. Characters roaming around. Love to see that. Horwitz, love to see that as well. Perkins looks down, now he'll look up. Big swing and a miss, 92, he blazes by him. Time is called, Horwitz steps out, he's going to adjust his batting gloves here. It's Robertson on third, Martinez on first. Outfield back deep here with Horwitz up. He pops it foul into the net behind home plate. Only for the Fisher Cats. Sean Williams goes and picks that one up behind the plate and tosses it to the bat boy on the opposing side. Here's the 0-2 fouled back again. We'll go another time. Perkins looking for his first out here in the bottom of the first inning. One run has already scored for the Fisher Cats. Comes just outside. Now the count 1-2. Perkins is going to go over to first. Nothing, though. Diving back quickly is Martinez. This is popped foul. into the stands a scavenge for the foul ball and a gaggle of kids about 10 rows up. A couple of little ones have their gloves out there. That was pitch number 6 of the at-bat. Here is 7 coming from Jack. Foul again. We'll go to 8. So runners on the corner still. Nobody out here. Bottom of the first. New Hampshire leads 1-0. Ground ball foul again. Pitch number 9 impending. Perkins deals. Popped foul above the press box onto the roof. And they are really digging deep into the starter. This will be pitch number 10 of the at-bat. Are you serious? Another foul ball. And now we got to get some more baseballs to the umpire. Horwitz is fighting Jack Perkins. And would you believe the count is still 1-2? He looks down and up. Who's going to win this battle? Perkins comes inside. That's a ball. The count moves to 2-2. The righty steps up on the first base side, gets another foul ball out of Horwitz for the 12th pitch. On this day in baseball town hit at New Hampshire, the R-Phils stormed back from a 5-1 deficit with 8 runs in the 9th inning, but gave up 5 in the bottom half here in Manchester for a 10-9 loss. Foul back, pitch number 13. Man, who is going to come out with the win? Perkins at the waist. Here's the 2-2 inside, and the count is now full. This has got to be the longest at bat. I've seen 10, 11 pitches. But this is number 15. Here's the payoff pitch. Down to second. Isn't really going to make a difference as he gets the free pass to first. And Sean is now arguing with Taylor Witt behind the plate. Not too happy about that call there. As Perkins really put up a good fight. And suddenly the base is loaded with nobody out. Looking for maybe a double play just to get 2 outs here. Only 1 run of damage across, so it's not like this has gotten out of hand or anything. Here's Phil ball and then a called strike. Clark has had a solid series for the Fisher Cats. Did have the night off yesterday. Fly ball out to right. Corridor on the run. It makes a basket catch. They're going to try to get the runner taking third. They don't. And a sacrifice fly out of Clark scores run number 2. Martinez shifts to third, and Horwitz stays on first. Here's Sebastian Espino now with at least an out and a double play still here with the runner on first. There's a first pitch strike. May 1st. Finally moved out of April. I think we were all ready for that. There's a swing and a miss in the dirt. Good block by Conley. And Espino down 0-2 here. Strikes out quite a bit. 27 strikeouts to 3 walks this season. Here's the 0-2 from Perkins. Foul. Dribbler into the dugout. There's a ball above the letters. The count now 1-2. The Fisher Cats, 2 runs on 2 hits. Redding, no runs on 2 hits. Still stuck in the bottom of the first. Jack Perkins now up to 30 pitches here. And we're going to see somebody start to stretch in Redding's bullpen. As Perkins gets a foul ball out of Espino. I mean, he's working hard, certainly. Fighting these batters. Every at-bat has been quite a number of pitches. The 1-2, just below the knees, 2-2. Jack puts the ball behind his back in his right hand. Now he comes set, gets his grip in his glove. Here's the 2-2 outside, full count. Conley, I could see, looks back into the dugout. Now he sets up, waiting for the pitch. The payoff pitch, foul back. And it will stay as is. Runners on the corners, 1 out here. Swing and a miss, a big strikeout for out number 2 against Espino. Looks like Mike Adams in the bullpen. And here is Ryan Gold now with runners on the corners and 2 outs. Despite how this inning is gone, only 2 runs have scored for the Fisher Cats here. First offering fouled off of Jack Conley's helmet. Seems okay. Perkins sets up, glove at the waist, come home upstairs. Just to recap what's happened so far, Morris started off this inning with a triple. Robertson was hit by a pitch, so runners on the corners. Martinez brought a run home on an RBI single. Then Horwitz's walk loaded the bases. A sacrifice fly from Ryan Clark scored run number 2. Horwitz out on first. Martinez on second here now with 2 outs since Espino struck out. And the count 2-1 here to Ryan Gold. On a pitch that pops off the cleat, a wild pitch, the runner will advance to second. And a 3-1 count here. Perk will have first base open if he needs it. Looking to just kind of end the inning here and now. Fly ball deep to right. Corridor is all over it. He'll make the catch and end the inning. So after all that, really not too much damage is done. 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 left on base. So the Fisher Cats lead as we head into the top of the second. Redding up for some offense in just a moment.
the Fightin' Phils know who to call for trash and recycling services. A proven winner, J.P. Mascaro and Sons, the industry leader for over 50 years. Trust the familiar Mascaro Blue Elephant to provide dependable, quality service for your home or business. That's J.P. Mascaro and Sons. Trash and recycling services for home, business, and industry. We are hiring and have open positions in Berks County. Check our website for open positions at jpmascaro.com or call 1-888-MASCARO. J.P. Mascaro and Sons, ready to serve you.
Berks Packing is a family-owned and operated meat processor located here in Reading, specializing in hot dogs, ham, specialty meats, and more. Berks Packing provides America's classic ballpark with quality products, including the highly acclaimed flat-top grilled hot dog. Join us for Berks Packing Sunday Family Fun Days at Sunday home games all season long at Berks Energy Stadium.
Lidl is a normal grocery store with aisles and shelves and high-quality groceries, but only Lidl has really low prices, like so low they're too good to be true. But true. Lidl. Suspicious.
Madison Stokes here to lead us off in the top of the second. Reading did get two hits in the first, but they failed to score. New Hampshire countered with two hits of their own, but they did score two runs, so they lead 2-0 now. As Stokes takes the first pitch, ball out of Marcus Reyes. He'll probably only get the bullpen to start this game. He's on pitch number 22 as Stokes takes a swinging strike, the count 1-1. Slow roller to short, gobbled up by Martinez up the line, and Stokes able to beat out the throw. Tried to put the tag on him as he raced by, but just wasn't able to. And Redding will get a runner on. Here to start off the second, a good way to counter down by two. We'll have to see how that goes in. The official scoring a bunt by Jack Conley. He's going to try to run it down to first, and he does. A bunt single for the Con Man. Reading man, they do not give up. Two on here, nobody out. So from the left side, here is Hunter Marquard. He's certain to lay down a bunt. He does. Bounces well in the grass. And by that, I mean in the favor of Marquard. And I think that's going to go in as a hit there. I mean, he just got the luck on that. It bounced weird in the grass. The third base tried to catch it. You know where the grass lips into the path to run from third to home, where they mow, and that is edged just a little bit. And so very interesting for the Vitans, back-to-back bunt singles. They have two runners on. A little squeeze action there by Hunter Marquard. Conley shifts to second, Stokes on third, and the bases are juiced with Vitans with nobody out. Gazzo, if anybody could lay down a bunt, it's him. With the infield playing back, maybe they'll try to do that and score a run, or see if he can play it deep into the outfield. This is a fly ball, should be deep enough to score. Stokes, it lands in fair territory. Gazzo hustled down to first. What is going on in this inning? The Fightins are jacked up in the dugout as Gazzo drops a pop up in the perfect spot, shallow right field. Cuts the lead in half. Gazzo's first RBI of the season. Conley to third, Marquardt to second. And just like that, Redding back in this game. Still got the bases loaded. Still nobody out. Back to the top of the order with Vito Frisia. who takes ball one. Anything that gets by Clark here could score Conley. Conley and I were actually talking as Fischa takes another ball about how much he worked on his speed through the offseason and how much he thinks that that has helped his game here. And obviously now in left field, I mean, he can really tell that that has made a huge difference. Fischa sends this deep to right field. Should be Conley is going to dart home. Gazzo trying to take second. The slide in, he's saved. Everybody tags, and Conley ties the game up at two. What a sacrifice fly from Vito Fischa. Mark Rourke gets himself to third. Gazzo in scoring position here now with one out on the board. It's Josh Ockamy. Small ball has really been working for the Fightins this season. Lefty-lefty matchup. Way inside to Aki, bumps back. Nobody warming up here for the Fisher Cats. They're going to leave this on Reyes to get out with the bullpen game. Pitchers yesterday to get out. Reyes kicks and fires. Ockamy takes this deep to center. It's going to drop in for an extra base hit. He's hustling around to second. Redding will score two runs. An RBI double for Josh Ockamy. Puts Redding up 4-2 here. This is fun. Missing out on the tweets. And now we'll see a visit from the catcher out to talk to his pitcher. And looks like somebody will start stretching in the bullpen. So let's go over this. A single from Madison Stokes. Little squeeze bunt singles from Connolly and Marquardt load the bases. Then an RBI single from Gazzo, as this is Jalen Ortiz here with a runner on second and one out on the board. So Gazzo singled in a run. Then Fischa had a sacrifice fly out to right. And then Josh Ockamy with that two-run double as Ortiz takes this deep to center field. It lands over the batter's eye. Jalen 6-2 here, his fourth homer of the season. And that is how you come back from a tough day at the plate. You go 2-for-2 in your first at-bats with a home run. Redding has put 6 runs on the board here in the second, laying into Marcus Reyes. And here is Aldrum Corridor now with still just one out on the board. Nice to see everybody happy in the dugout. These guys have earned it with all the work they've been putting in, and they are battling out on the field each and every day. And Corridors continue this frame. He lines a ball that base hit. 7 hits in this inning for the Fightin' Phils, and now the only person not to bat, Ali Castillo, steps in. Redding has gotten none of these base runners, none of these runs from free passes. It's all been on hits. Castillo goes up the middle. They're going to try to turn two here, and they do. A good glove flip from Martinez to second. And that's a double play. That'll end the inning, but not before Redding pours it on. 6 runs on 7 hits. They lead 6-2 now over the Fisher Cats, and we will see a bullpen pitcher in just a moment.
The Redding Fightin' Phils are proud mental health and developmental disabilities program. Together, we are striking out the stigma in order to raise community awareness about mental illness and the prevention of suicide. With 3 simple words, are you okay? The hope is to begin a conversation to show Berks County that we care. Suicide affects and hurts everyone, but help is here, and we'll work together to help raise awareness about suicide and identify what we can do as a community to prevent it. People in need of assistance and support should call Crisis Intervention at 610-236-0530. That's 610-236-0530.
Berks Immunization Coalition works to provide leadership and education in promoting age-appropriate immunization across the lifespan for all residents of Berks County. This is a coalition comprised of local physicians, nurse practitioners, school nurses, immunization coordinators, and working to encourage continuity of immunization through medical resources. They focus on educating both the community and the providers. For more information, please visit www.immunizeba.org and click Local Coalitions.
Coming in to pitch for the Fightin' Phils. He's got some run support now. 6-2 over the Fisher Cats. Redding laid it on in the top of the second. So Perkins, just one inning of work. We'll get you his line in just a moment here. Two balls and no strikes here to John Aiello. It'll be Aiello, Baroa, and then back to the top of the order with Morris. Now, the Fisher Cats did put two runs on the board in the first inning. Swing and a miss out of Aiello. One and two now. It's the second time we're seeing Adams this series. Ground ball, left side. This is Stokes on to first, and they get the job done for out number one. Stuart Baroa, the number nine hitter, will step up with one out. Started off the season really strong as he takes the ball inside, but has struggled to keep that success throughout the past two series. Sharp. Foul ball back. And we'll go again. One ball, one strike here. Charging. Castillo. Nice play, but it's just not in time. And they're going to take the small ball action Redding was doing and try to bring it here in the bottom half. So a runner on as they get a bunt single. Baroa has a lot of speed on him. Last season, he was third in all of minor league baseball, with stolen bases. He had 58. That's insane. Well, he's got four this season, and I'm sure he's going to try to take two. Conley's been pretty good back behind the plate, a little jumpy to Mike Adams. But he stays put. That's like the third bunt of this game, which is pretty impressive. There's one pickoff attempt for Adams. He'll get two before he has to make an out. Runner going. This is ripped foul. So they try to hit and run. Doesn't work when the ball is foul. We'll go again. Redding putting on a lot of runs. 7 hits. A big strikeout there for Mike Adams as he gets Morris to go down swinging. Baroa still out on first. He's thought about going to second, but he hasn't. There's two outs on the board now. I don't know if he will. Here's Robertson, who takes a first pitch strike. Adams going to go over to first, keeping his eye. Runner going. Throw down from Jack. It's on the wrong side. And he'll get in there safely. So a runner on second in scoring position here. Two outs on the board, though. The 1-1 count here to Robertson. High and tight. 2-1. Adams, who usually rocks a very bright red glove, is rocking a bright blue one here today. His helmet, or his hat, excuse me, as he gets a foul ball out of Robertson. 2-2 the count. Glove high again. Adams looks back. Now he comes home. Gets another foul ball. 15 pitches for Adams here. With a runner on second and two outs, the Fisher Cats down by 4. They will have a pitching change in the top of the third. Adam comes down and away. And the count is now full. Got the first out of the inning. Then allowed a bunt single. Baroa moved on. They stopped Morris. Now he's going after Robertson. Fouls it back. Another one. Jumpy back there is Baroa, but Adams focuses on the batter, and he gets Robertson, 97-mile-an-hour fastball to end the inning. Redding right back up to bat here, up 6-2 as we go into the third.
Hey, psst. Yeah, you want to buy some low-priced groceries? Just follow me into this well. We buy in bulk and cut down on costs wherever possible. Then we pass the savings on to you. Trust me. Everything's done totally legit and above board. Nothing to be worried about. Yep, Lidl's pretty great. It's just your run-of-the-mill grocery store, except with way, way, way lower prices. Lidl. Suspiciously low-priced groceries.
The Reading Fight and Phils, in conjunction with Savage Auto Group Fiesta Fridays, are proud to partner with EXP Realty Associate Broker Alex Patansis throughout the 2022 season. Visit Alex's convenient website at brgpa.com and search for your perfect home today. His custom search bar makes house hunting online easier than ever, and he's there to answer all your questions. Call Alex today at 610-926-8610. Broker Alex Patansis is a proud partner of the Reading Fight and Phils and all 11 Savage Auto Group Fiesta Friday games during the 2022 season. EXP Realty Group and Alex Patansis, where every move matters. Highline Merchandising, formerly Textiles, is your local small business company that provides screen printing, design, and merchandising services for local, national, and international businesses, bands, shows, and festivals, including 7-time Emmy Award-winning show Schitt's Creek and Unsolved Mysteries. Visit our website at HighlineMerchandising.com.
So, a pitching change for the Fisher Cats here as Reyes hands the ball over to Gabriel Ponce here for the top of the third. Redding put on 6 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. Back in the top of the second, Stokes tries to avoid the ball but accidentally makes contact and it goes right in front of the plate. So Ponce picks it up and tosses it over. And there is out number one. Here's Jack Conley, who reached on a bunt single his first time up, ended up scoring a run. The Fisher Cats put their 2-run RBI single from Orelvis Martinez and a sacrifice fly from Phil Clark. But they trail by 4 now as we're in the top of the third. Conley takes the first pitch ball. The final line on Reyes, 2 innings of work, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned, and 1 strikeout, 38 pitches as Conley takes one inside. There's one below the knees. Everybody has a day off tomorrow. Monday, the universal off day for minor league baseball. So can be a little bit more free with your pitching staff. At the first for the second time today, and Redding will have a runner on here with 1 out for Hunter Marquardt. He had a little bunt action back in the second. Fouls back the first pitch he sees. There's one outside, 1-1. Now the third baseman Espino forced to play close due to the fact that we've already seen 3 bunts in this game. Marquardt takes this to deep right center field. Coming over Baroa. He'll make an easy catch. And that is 2. Here's Salgado, who had an RBI single in the second. Popped it up down the right field line. It looked like it would be playable for about 3 different fielders, but nobody got it. First pitch to Gazzo. Called strike. Fouls one back. He's down 0-2. Conley still on first. 2 outs, though, here in the top of the third. Your Fightin' Phils lead 2 runs on 3 hits. They've also made an error in the field. And there's a called strike. 3 to Sal. He'll head back into the dugout. Redding will strand a runner on here in the top of the third. Should see Mike Adams for the bottom half try to protect their 6-2 lead.
When the Redding Fightin' Phils get hungry, we turn to our team feed partners. Special thanks to Wild Missing Family Restaurant and Bakery, Squawk Cafe, Collegeville Italian Bakery Pizzeria, Jimmy G's Railroad House, Mimo's Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria, Jersey Mike's Subs, Klinger's Uncle Sonia, and Subway for making sure the Fightin' Phils front office is never hungry on game day. Our staff enjoys delicious meals from our team feed partners, but don't take our word for yourself today.
The Redding Fightin' Phils birthday party package is the best way to celebrate a birthday. Whether you are a youngster or an adult, there is no better birthday than a Fightin's birthday. The Fightin's Fan Birthday Package is customizable for fans of any age and starts at just $120. Base packages include 10 general admission tickets to a Fightin's home game, an autographed baseball, and a VIP reserved parking spot. Fans can also add a wide variety of experiences and options to make sure your favorite Fightin's fan's birthday is a grand slam.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi-Cola, you must first appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, a hint of real sugar, a splash, generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 Boldly Blended Colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients from the makers of Pepsi-Cola.
Mike Adams back for another inning of work as this ball is taken out to left, but it ropes foul. And we'll go again. Allowed one hit, but stranded him on in the second. So in his second inning of work with 20 pitches under his belt, Redding leads 6-4 over the Fisher Cats as his bat is shattered. It go everywhere as the ball is fouled back. The umpire picking it up. Usually made out of maple. Maple wood. Sometimes ash. I don't know what that one is. But it's all over the field, I can tell you that, as he took strike two. There's a ball, 1-1 the count. Takes a called strike, followed by a swinging one. And Adams has out number one here of the third. And his third strikeout. Here's the cleanup hitter, Spencer Horwitz. His at-bat spanned 15 pitches against Jack Perkins, which certainly has to be some kind of record. First pitch ball here to the lefty. There's one in the dirt. Good pick by Jack Conley. Infield, outfield, pretty far back deep here to Horwitz. He's his first time up after that 15-pitch at bat. He takes a called strike here in the count 2-1. There's ball three inside, 95 off the hands of Adams. We've seen him reach 97 in today's contest so far. Three-one outside, ball four. Horwitz walked for the second time today. And so a runner on first with one out here for Phil Clark. Clark already has an RBI under his belt with the sacrifice fly to center in the first. This is roped down the right field line, but it's going to go foul into that Planet Fitness kids area down there. A bunch of bounce houses and a speed pitch radar gun and a little moon bounce action over there. Looks pretty fun. Got Funland at First Energy Stadium, which is awesome. There's a strike right down the middle. He goes off speed 85 miles an hour. And Clark down 0-2. Redding's got somebody throwing in the bullpen here. With Adams up to 30 pitches. The 0-2 right back up the middle. Deflected. They could get 2, 4, 6. Three, and they get play for the Fightin' Phils as they turn two, and Adams ends up facing the minimum. They are back up to bat here in just a moment, up 6-2. Top of the fourth, we go at Delta Dental Stadium.
Roof Max of West Reading is a safe, easy, proven, and affordable alternative to a complicated and expensive asphalt roof replacement.
RoofMax's revolutionary new technology uses natural, plant-based bio-oil to restore shingles' flexibility and instantly add 5 years of life to a roof. And treatment is around 20% of the cost of a complete roof replacement. From homes to commercial complexes, RoofMax of West Reading can help. Visit GetRoofMax.com or call 610-717-3949 for more information.
ROG Orthodontics Fightin' Fills Kids Club. Join today at Fightin's.com to get your free ROG Orthodontics Kids Club t-shirt and visit FantasticSmiles.com for more information on why ROG Orthodontics is voted number one in Berks and Monco. ROG Orthodontics and the Fightin' Fills, two great hometown partners.
Cornwall Manor is an active senior living community on the 190-acre wooded campus in Cornwall, Lebanon County. The community offers independence and opportunities for wellness and fitness, as well as educational and musical programs, and the peace of mind of having convenient healthcare on site. Cornwall Manor offers a range of residential choices from apartments to homes. Prospective residents are welcome to visit us for lunch and have a chance to learn more about the community. More information is available online at cornwallmanor.org. Cornwall Manor, celebrating over 70 years of senior.
Ponce out for another inning of work. Top four here at Delta Dental Stadium. Your Fightin' Fills up 6-2. Back to the top of the order here with Vito Freixa, who takes a first pitch strike. Mike Adams used a big double play ball to get out of the bottom of the third. And so Redding must be feeling pretty good down there. The pitching coming together, the hitting coming together. It's nice to finally see it all sharply into the glove of the shortstop for out number one. He's had two very strong lineouts today. Here's Josh Ockamy. He's 2-for-2 today, single and a double. Steps into the lefty batter's box. Ponce, just 22 years old, one of the younger players in the double A system. Drafted in the 28th round in 2019, as Ockamy sends this pop-up. Staying in the infield, the shortstop Martinez makes the play. One step on the outfield grass edge. Making all the plays over there at short, and there is out number two here for Jalen Ortiz. Also, two-hit contest started off with a single, followed that with a two-run shot to the deepest part of the ballpark, way over the batter's eye out to center, capping off a six-run second for the Fightin' Fills. He'll take a first pitch outside. There's another one inside. .93 Ponce whizzes by Ortiz in the upstairs part of the strike zone, and the count 2-1. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. Redding two quick outs here in the top of the fourth. Looks like they'll bring somebody in for the chases on a wild pitch. He's going to try to run it out, but he cannot. And that will do it. A very quick frame for the Fightin' Fills, unlike the last few. And so that will do it here. We'll wait for somebody to come in from the bullpen for the bottom of the fourth here. But Redding up by four. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Cornwall Manor is an active senior living community on the 190-acre wooded campus in Cornwall, Lebanon County. The community offers independence and opportunities for wellness and fitness, as well as educational and musical programs, and the peace of mind of having convenient health care on site. Cornwall Manor offers a range of residential choices from apartments to homes. Prospective residents are welcome to visit us for lunch and have a chance to learn more about the community. More information is available online at cornwallmanor.org.
The time has come for businesses to grow, to prosper, to innovate, to succeed, Tompkins Vist Bank continues to be a leading lender to companies in southeastern Pennsylvania. We make decisions locally and invest locally so local businesses can thrive. Call a business advisor today and see how we can help your business grow. Tompkins Vist Bank, locally focused, a world of possibilities. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call to the bullpen for the Fightin' Phils as Mike Adams hands the ball over to Braden Zarbniski here, bottom of the fourth inning. Your Fightin' Phils still lead 6-2 here. New Hampshire's two coming in the first inning. Adams, the final line, throwing 32 pitches as Zarbniski gets back-to-back strikes here to Sebastian Espino. Two innings of work, just one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. First time seeing Zarbniski in a little bit. He was struggling, a little bit ill. I don't know if it was the stomach bug or a tough cold as he gets Espino to strike out swinging. But clearly back in business here as he gets a out on the board. Glad he's feeling better. That always stinks. We saw him game two of the doubleheader, though. Pitched two clean innings, struck out two. So he's been pretty solid for the Fightin' Phils in relief this season. It's nice to see. Fly ball out to left. Mark Wartz there and back and makes the catch for a quick out number two. Here's the number eight hitter, John Aiello. He grounded out to short his first time up. Out to center, Ortiz steps in, but Stokes steps out, and he's the one to make the catch back behind second base. So that will do it here. Zarbniski sits him down in order and puts his team right back up to bat. They're leading by four, looking for some more in the top of the fifth at Delta Dental Stadium. Can he find it? Yes, he can. He makes the six batters he's faced. Castillo, 0-for-2 today, takes back-to-back balls inside. Fouls it back sharply, and the count is full. Top of the fifth for Madison Stokes.
From bed sores obtained in a nursing home anywhere by visiting humanepa.org.
This is the Crazy Hot Dog Vendor coming to you from the radio booth. When I need to get somewhere in a hurry and the ostrich isn't cutting it, I hop on my Harley Davidson from Classic Harley Davidson. It's your one-stop shop for all your Harley needs. They have everything you need from boots, jackets, t-shirts, gloves, mugs, and oh yeah, they have a great selection of bikes too.
Want to make sure this game is getting broadcast. The Fightin' Phils lead 8 with a runner on second.